all this week. Kid Craddock in the Morning is in Hollywood on our family vacation. And we want to send you here, too. You and a friend in L.A. to hang out at one of Kinsey's cool California concerts. Featuring Taylor Swift. Selena Gomez. Pink. And One Direction. Just listen for Kinsey to announce the word of the day each weekday morning. Enter the word on KidNation.com and tell us the concert you want to win. Kinsey's Cool California Concerts with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Back with Kid Craddock in the Morning on our family vacation.
Yay!
For the first time, we are live from Hollywood for the entire week. We've never done this. We've been out here so many times together, but it's always been a whirlwind, check in, cover an event, hop on a plane and be back home. This time we've got the whole week to leisurely grow to hate each other's idiosyncrasies.
Right.
But there are people that hate on California. From this vantage point, and maybe this is a pretty good way to do it, California's awesome.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
how do you hate this California?
California love.
Well,
baby.
We haven't been out in the traffic.
No, we
or
haven't.
Like
We've
that,
been
so.
Off the 405. Now, JC, as a native Californian, you did point out to me, I was looking at the skyline, you're like, look at all that smog. And to me, it was like a romantic fog had covered the city like San Francisco.
No, it's
but JC
smog.
Pointed out it's basically just pollution.
It's June gloom, they call it.
June
and it
gloom.
Burns off around midday and the sun comes out.
When is. Okay, so we're not quite. It's going to be several hours until
right,
that
yeah.
happens for us. But we're enjoying it. It's nice and cool here. It's like they are not prone to any of the weather conditions the rest of the country has.
No.
But
except
gets,
for those earthquakes and mudslides.
And those wildfires.
No, but I mean, it gets really hot over almost all of America and down there in the valley, too, I guess. But right here, it's like 70 degrees in the morning and
love it.
55 at night. It's just
love
been beautiful. Oh. Oh, wow. I guess she's on the phone with us right now.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
Hi.
What the hell? It's like we got divorced and you got custody of California. No fair, JC.
I'm sorry.
It's where I'm from.
Okay?
It's where I'm from.
I can't help that we picked to come out here for this family vacation.
It's not where you're from. It just happens to be where you snuck in. This is so not fair.
I grew up here. I could say I'm from here. I grew up here.
Oh, my God. Jesse was so poor as a boy.
How poor was he, Kinsey?
He was so poor growing up that if he wasn't a boy, he wouldn't have had anything to play with.
Wow.
I don't get
that
it.
That was a good one, Kinsey.
I don't get it.
How do you not get
funny.
Your own joke?
I don't know. I just don't get it.
Okay, that's funny.
What I do is I say stuff and people laugh, and then I act like I knew why they're laughing. Jesse, since you're out there in California, would you do me a huge favor and have lunch with one of my BFFs?
Why?
You haven't met her. Her name is Crush with a K.
Yeah.
Crush?
It's a lowercase K and an uppercase R. Crush.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Have I ever mentioned her?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm like her life coach. What the hell?
I'm sorry.
She needs me, Jesse.
You know I'm in L.A. and not in San Diego, right?
But since you kidnapped me and took me away from California, I can't help her as much as I used to. So I need you to meet her and let her know I still love her.
You know there's phones and Skype and FaceTiming.
Jesse, do this for me. You're supposedly my husband.
She's
super sweet, but she's not that smart. Like, she was my roommate for a while, and we rented this house, and it had a circular drive, and she could never get out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
she just keep going around in circles, so she ran out of gas.
What she look like so I could pick her out when I see her at the restaurant?
She's super hot.
Oh,
but
really?
She looks she's my age, but she looks a little older because she's had kind of a troubled life.
Uh-huh.
We all think that Crush kind of might have a problem with cocaine, but...
Oh, don't be telling her business.
Well, she says she just likes the way it smells. So, you know, I'm going to go along with that.
Right.
Oh, and in high school, you know the type of girl. You know, in high school, she hooked up with her teacher. And that haunted her whole life.
Why?
Because she was homeschooled.
Ew.
So, anyway,
man.
JC.
Man.
Ew.
JC.
Yeah. I think...
When you're gone.
Yeah.
I don't take care of myself. I need you here.
What do you mean?
Like when you're here and you're being all healthy and drinking all your protein, you know, I try to be like you and I just eat till I'm full. And now when you're gone, I just eat till I hate myself.
Oh, don't hate yourself, Kinsey.
Come home, Jesse.
I'll be home on Friday.
There's a baby in me and it keeps asking me where you've been.
No, she's not.
Last night I was listening to my stomach and the baby was actually calling for you, but she kept going, Kanye, Kanye.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, my God. Okay, I guess I got to do that stupid word of the
day
thing, right?
Yeah, that's why
you're
here. We need the word of the day.
I have to do this so somebody who's not me can win a free trip to California that's not me.
Exactly.
Where I'm supposed to be right now.
Life's not always fair.
Okay, let me see if I can get my attitude right to give you today's word of the day that can win you a trip to California to see Taylor Lautner and Kesha and
Selena Gomez.
One Direction.
One Selena Gomez and that. And
Pink.
Burgess Meredith. All right.
All right.
Burgess Meredith.
I didn't even know you knew who she was.
All right. It's time for the stupid word of the day.
All right.
Today's word was inspired by Big Al.
Oh, thank you.
And the word is hattitude.
Huh?
Hattitude.
Hattitude.
That's when you have a bad attitude because everybody makes fun of your stupid hat. Hattitude.
Thank you, Kenzie.
You've got hattitude.
I got hattitude. Yeah. All right.
Doctor today.
I like it.
So, when you, now that you know the word attitude, go to kidfacebooklink.com on the wiki.
No, kidnation.com.
Go to wikination.birdsandmeredith.taylorslautner.
No. We'll take it from here, Kenzie.
Yeah.
We'll take it from here.
We just needed the word.
How do you win? Just think really hard about it, and we'll tell you if you won.
No.
You go to kidnation.com.
Stare at the sun until you win a free trip.
No.
Oh.
You go to kidnation.com.
Fine.
And you send us the word.
Whatever you say.
And then you're going to be entered.
Whatever you say.
Okay, just jot it down.
Hattitude. I will not be entered. Not till you get home, Jesse.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not going to sign up for this till you get home.
You can't win anyways. You're married to me.
What do you mean I can't win?
Take your hand out of your mouth.
Sorry, that was a contraction.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Jesse, you gotta go home.
Don't feel bad, Jesse. I don't expect you to be here. Don't worry.
She bites her hand when she gets mad at me. It's fine.
She bites her hand?
Well, you.
You.
You bite your hand.
Well, he's talking about you.
When you were doing your...
I didn't bite my hand, stupid.
That's what you usually do.
I was going through LeMay's training.
LeMay's?
Leave me alone. Yeah, it's a maze. It's like a little mouse, and you just keep turning corners left and right until you get completely lost. And then a baby pops out. Goodbye.
We'll talk to you later.
Come home.
All right. She's hot.
By the way, come home.
I will.
Oh, one more thing.
What?
Where are you? Come home.
So glad she's hot.
Man.
What?
I get exhausted
that
listening
was intense today.
Kenzie talking. So the word funny. Is... Hattitude.
Hattitude.
It's when you have a bad attitude because people are making fun of your stupid hat.
I've had a hattitude for 20 years, man.
Have you? All right, so you go to Kid Nation, you put that in, and find out if you could win a free trip to L.A. to a great concert.
Mm-hmm.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're on our annual family vacation to the Hollywood Hills.
Look, there's Justin Bieber.
This place is so rich. I was walking out by the pool. I got hit in the head with an Academy Award. Somebody just like threw it out the window at me.
I wanted you to keep it down.
Yeah.
Now, before we left to come out to Hollywood, Instagram debuted a new feature. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this. The selfie wasn't enough. The still shot. We now have video.
Oh, good.
You can take a selfie video for up to 15 seconds, right. And celebrities have already started annoying us even more. Remember, we played Justin Bieber, who was not high at all in that 15-second video he posted.
He just looked cute to me.
He just giggled and didn't really say anything. Yeah, we got one from Madonna.
Yeah, I saw Madonna. Wow. What is she, like 80? She looked amazing. She likes to sweat.
Well, her face is only 5.
Were these people doing Vine? Were they doing
Before,
Vine?
The same thing.
Because now suddenly Snapchat? Everybody's Instagramming. It was just 6 seconds, just wasn't enough.
6 seconds just isn't long
six
enough.
Six isn't enough, Kelly. When you're in love with yourself, right, JC?
Yep, I need 15.
LeBron's got one, but he's just kind of laying on his sofa, you know?
He's tired.
In fact, he kind of looks like Al on the couch right there. If you took your hat off, Al, and your glasses.
I'm going to say that's not the most flattering angle. No. Everybody knows you should never be filmed from the bottom up. You need to be filmed from up here. It's a better
Raise
angle
it.
For your...
I had no idea his nose was that big. His nose is as wide as his mouth.
I'm telling you, it's a bad angle.
I mean, I'm not trying to talk about you, LeBron. I know you got 2 rings and everything, but you got
he really looks
nose.
Just like you, Al.
It does not look anything like
it
me,
looks
dude.
Just like you. It's like I'm staring at your face.
People are making such mean comments. Get a life. Your mom don't even love you. That's harsh.
Wow.
Have you guys had a chance to post a video on your Instagram yet?
No, I don't know how to use Instagram.
No. Busy.
I want to make it special.
This is where the room divides. JC, how's Instagram going?
Awesome.
Did you post a video of yourself yet?
Not yet. I'm saving it for something special.
Okay, how about today? This is pretty special.
My first one was actually of you, so maybe you could
do
me a favor.
Right now. This is my first Instagram video, Jenna.
So do something, Jenna.
I'm just gonna
smile. No, I'm just going to smile.
That's going to be the most boring Instagram video ever.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
Oh, wow. JC doesn't know how to do it either.
Well, I haven't done it yet. I didn't practice.
Something's wrong when I have to give a tutorial.
Right. I did it.
Oh,
there you go.
Hey.
Oh, ow. That really hurt.
I actually spanked her.
Oh, my God.
Does it have to be 15 seconds?
Sorry, Mrs. Ow. Raspberry. I'm just going to apologize to your mother and daddy right now, Mr. and Mrs. Raspberry.
Maybe the 15 seconds cut off before that.
I'm so sorry. I want your daddy down here going all Paula Deen on me.
Mark, I need an ice pack.
Kelly, I didn't spank you that hard.
You hit me really hard.
Oh, I can.
Thank you, Mark.
Did you guys see the Snoop Dogg Instagram videos?
Yeah, I mean, it's boring.
He's just sitting there.
Well, I mean, what do you expect from a stoner?
Is he philosophizing?
He's not philosophizing anything. He's just sitting there with a blunt hanging out of his mouth. Oh. I mean, we've seen this same Snoop for about, 20 years.
So he's just smoking weed?
He's just smoking weed. He's in a club, Snoop Dogg, blunt, and chicks around
him. He must be really ill to smoke that much marijuana.
You're right, Kelly.
I feel really bad for him.
Ill.
Is it glaucoma?
That's a hip
term. MC.
Oh, you mean he's ill
MC. Like, he spits the vibe.
You're so hip. That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't he used to sell weed back in the day? So he probably has his own little farm or something.
That makes
somewhere.
Him a doctor if
a
he
farm?
Could sell it.
Yeah. Didn't he have a weed farm or something? Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
I mean, back in the day.
Is it? No, a weed farm?
Let's just grow it in your garage?
Well, you asking the wrong people on the side of the room.
I have to defer to you on that.
Could you have farm animals on the weed farm?
They'd be the happiest farm animals ever.
Can you imagine a stone goat? Bah.
Now do a stone chicken.
So everything's just slowed down?
Yeah.
Now do a stone cold fox.
Fox?
Foxes aren't in farm. What about a stone cow? Wow.
So I don't get it. What is the point? You know,
what's the point of what? Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, making videos now instead of just taking stills. What's the point?
I think I know what you're saying, because these are celebrities who are on TV or in the movies already.
Yeah.
So we already get to see videos of them.
Right.
Why do we need extra videos
of
them? The answer is because they're to me. They're to me.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
They're not to you.
They're not?
No.
I thought they were making, like, I thought it was like a text.
Think that hot girl that you follow that's all fit and stuff is making videos for you.
You can see those too?
Yeah.
Kid, what's great. The real reason we came to L.A.?
To steal Kim Kardashian's baby.
Oh. Are we going to Insta-video it?
Yeah, for 10 seconds.
You know, it's smart that they made it 15 seconds long, because before it used to go on YouTube, you watch a video for like 4 minutes, and then at the end you're angry because it sucks at the end. This one's 15 seconds.
And 6 on Vine just is not enough. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How long
6
is Instagram?
Not enough.
15.
So with the commercial, it's a minute 15.
Right.
No commercials on Instagram
Not yet.
Once they put commercials on Instagram, I quit.
They're not going to put
commercials. How are they going to make money?
Because they're Facebook owned.
How are they going to make money?
Facebook stock is doing awesome.
How are they going to make money without commercials?
Who's they?
I feel like I'm teaching a college class on business.
You're teaching a college class. Facebook acquired Instagram, so who needs to make money?
How do they make money?
Advertising.
Volume.
But they don't need to advertise on Instagram.
Stop yelling. You're going to wake up everybody.
Because it's connected
this
to Facebook.
LA, dude.
Hold on.
Sorry, Schwarzeneggers.
Why can't this just be a free perk?
Yes, that's why you create multi-billion-dollar
well,
businesses.
Made enough money. Haven't
is to
they
give
made
everything
enough
away.
Money?
Haven't
nice
they? I'll bet
perk.
That's what they said in their last meeting.
Like
haven't
perks.
We made enough money?
Trump was just saying that the other day, man.
I am only on Instagram for one reason.
Why?
To follow Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you're one of the few.
Isn't who
that one
follows
of those things
Louis
you
Anderson?
You should never admit, kid.
He's got this thing on there where if you follow him, you can submit your own video and do stand-up, and you open for Louis Anderson if he picks you.
Things are on the up and up for you.
I mean, Louis Anderson only has 1,500 followers, dude.
Proud to be one of them.
You're the one. The few, the proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently only 5 people have submitted their, you know, audition videos to open for him, and none of them followed the directions.
You know what stand-up comedians and hot women have in common?
What?
They never open for Louis Anderson.
Well, kid, this is legit. He really wants somebody to open for him, and nobody's entering.
Because you have to open for Louis Anderson.
Well, that's the prize.
Second prize is 2 weeks opening for Louis Anderson.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's Family Vacation Week with Kid Craddock in the morning, and this vacation finds us in sunny, not so much, Southern California.
It's the, what is it?
June gloom.
June gloom.
June gloom.
It burns off by noon.
If it's like this every day, I want to live here because this is amazing. I love this weather.
You love the gloom?
It's great.
The temperature is good. Some sun would be nice.
And then the sun burns it off by noon.
We have different goals. You know, you guys, some of you at least, like to lay out by the pool and get a suntan. I like to play golf and not get sunburned, you know? This is perfect weather for golf.
Well, the guy that lives here told me, don't let this fool you. You can still get major sunburn.
You get worse with this. Yeah.
No kidding.
Because you don't think you're getting exposed, and it's just like a haze. You need to sunscreen up.
Was that a celebrity that told you that?
No, that was our Dish Nation producer.
Because I haven't talked to any celebrities yet.
Me neither.
The only way I saw
the back of somebody's head.
Yeah?
Terry Seymour.
Nope.
Did you guys ever think that maybe
still nothing.
Simon Cowell's ex-girlfriend that does like this and she's in the photo for the celebrity stuff?
You saw the back of her head.
Yes.
The back of her head.
Did you guys ever think that maybe we're the celebrities?
I have
got to tell the funniest story that I just remembered talking about celebrities.
Yeah.
Kelly Raspberry is a celebrity. And
we went out to
eat yesterday, and
that's where I saw the back of Terry Seymour's
head. Yeah, so we actually went to the Grove, which is a great shopping place. They shoot Extra there. It's an outdoor shopping center. And so Kelly and I are sitting on a patio eating, and this woman, my back was to her, but Kelly goes, I think this woman recognizes us because she's straining her neck just to get a glimpse of me.
She was walking by, and she was breaking her neck, and she was nudging her husband. I'm like, we've just been recognized from Dish Nation.
Can I just say, if I said such a thing, I would never live it down.
No, we're not.
I would make fun of you until the day you guys don't. Then just wait.
So I was like, well, how cool is that? You know, because we're, you know, around town at home, we'll get recognized, but we don't think in California. So Kelly's all excited. And then this woman, Kelly goes, here she comes. She was approaching the table, surely to ask for a photo.
Can
or
I do
an
it in
autograph.
Kelly's voice? I'd love to.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, she's coming over to you guys. She's coming over. Oh, my God. She's recognized us for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if she knows us from Dish Nation or from the radio show or maybe from my commercials for Sherry's Berries. I'll bet that's what she
knows. Yeah, maybe she's just recognized my voice. Maybe she's a tourist.
Right.
Yeah.
She's probably from South Carolina or from Texas, but who knows? Maybe she's from L.A., and we're just that big now. Here she comes. Be quiet. Act natural. Act like a celebrity. Okay.
So the woman approaches the table and goes, oh, my goodness, ma'am. And Kelly goes, yes. And she goes, where did you get that jean jacket? I have been looking for one She goes, I have been looking for one in that shade that's cropped like that. And I go, I just saw one in Topshop. Kelly goes,
what's the label in the back? And my friend looked over and said, Old Navy.
It's Old Navy, okay? Now get the hell away from me.
I told her, I said,
I'm trying to eat my dinner. I don't need to be telling you about my Old Navy jacket.
It's not this season. I've had this thing for like
not this season.
15
years.
I don't think Old Navy has
seasons.
It's a 15-year-old
jacket.
It's vintage at this point, right?
Totally.
It's vintage.
Your jacket can almost dry.
I was like, that is so embarrassing.
At
that
point, Old Navy vintage.
I would just give it to her. I would just say, here, take it.
But it couldn't have been more perfect. I'm like, oh, here she comes. Oh, she knows us from Dish Nation. Where'd you get that jacket?
That's as bad, and maybe we've all been there, but that's as bad as when somebody goes, hey, can you take a picture? And I'm like, sure. And you put your arm around him, and they go,
no.
Here's the camera.
Yeah, take the picture.
Can you take a picture?
Oh, my God.
Creeper.
That's funny.
Have you guys put any thought into what celebrities you're going to be offering up for our celebrity challenge?
Yes.
If you listened yesterday, you know that we have announced the first ever Kid Craddock in the Morning Live from Hollywood Celebrity Impression Challenge, where each of us will come up with two celebrities that we agree to impersonate. The crew has the option to veto one of them if you think that, you know, it's somebody they do a lot, or they already sound like him, or it's too easy, or whatever. And then they have to go with the second one. But today's the day that we have to announce who our two celebrities are. And then tomorrow, each of us will be presenting a short 20-second monologue as that celebrity.
Not a lot of time.
Just to see if, you know, how the voice is coming along. And then on Thursday, we'll actually have a movie script written with each of the characters, each of the celebrities getting equal time.
So we could get a monologue from one of their movies and try that out?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you do on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But on Thursday, we'll be performing a movie script that is an original script that I'll write that'll have all the celebrities in it.
Okay.
And we'll put that online, and listeners will vote. And then the loser will be punished and the winner will be celebrated. But there was some controversy over the punishment that I came up with. Now, I'll be honest, I came up with this punishment literally 2 minutes before we went on the air. And it sounded good to me.
Should have filtered
because
it.
Because then the winner could be punishing the loser. Somebody's going to come in first and somebody's going to come in last. So I decided, what if we had the person in first hold a leash with the person in last on the leash, and they would walk on all fours down Hollywood Boulevard Boom. For a block or so.
And the dog can do whatever they want to do to be funny.
Right.
They can hump the stranger's legs. Funny. They can pretend to go to the bathroom.
Chase her tail.
Yeah.
Pee on somebody.
Not everyone on the show was down with this idea. So when that happens, we say, all right then, come up with something else.
What are we doing, Kelly?
I will turn to Kelly just at random. What would you like, what do you think would be a better, I was told you were thinking about this.
I think the winner should get a massage.
And who pays for that?
Oh, A,
she
thinks she's going to win.
Out of the Kid Craddock in the Morning budget.
A, she thinks she's going to win because she said to me not more than 30 minutes ago, I just need me a massage.
I had one.
I know my idea is bad, but it's also an idea. So is there not another one?
I piggybacked on your idea that the winner...
Piggyback ride!
I like piggyback rides. Oh. But I piggybacked on it because I feel like the winner should be involved. So I thought since we're in L.A., where a lot of models live, I figured that the loser would have to do a bikini or a Speedo photo shoot, and the winner gets to direct that photo shoot.
You're the only one that would be okay with that.
Hell no.
JC wants to lose so he can do a Speedo photo.
Why would I want to be in a
Hold
Speedo?
On, JC.
The Speedo's the worst thing to wear for
Quiet
a guy.
Wait a second. Let's vote on the Speedo bikini. Anybody say in or
well,
out?
Well, the girls have to be in a Speedo?
Yeah. No, the girls have to do bikini photo shoot.
I'll start. I'm out. And who else is out?
Well, here's the danger.
I'm out.
All right, Al's out. Yeah. Kelly, in or out on the bikini?
I like it better than the dog leash thing.
Really?
But I would prefer to be out on it.
Okay.
I also like it better than the dog leash, but I would prefer to not have to do that, and there's a very good chance I will lose this.
Well,
so.
Then we've got four out of five out.
That's what makes you want to do something, is that there's something you don't want to lose, right?
That's
Isn't
the
that
point,
the point of a con?
Or we could just take a massage money out of the Kid Craddock budget.
Just reward the winner.
No, what you
no,
need to do.
No, the loser needs to be punished.
All right, how about we reward the winner, and everybody that doesn't win pays for it.
That's fine.
Hmm.
Oh.
Is it?
No, I like it more embarrassing.
I think the winner gets a boat.
I just don't like degrading. I like embarrassing.
That's not degrading.
No, the dog leash thing
that's
is
not
degrading.
Degrading. That's acting like a dog.
Why don't we just take the return flight home ticket away from the loser?
Uh-huh.
Just find your own way home.
Well, tell you what. You put me in a bad position here because I came up with a win and a lose scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It's been summarily dismissed by the show. So I guess the whole thing's just off.
Well, it doesn't have to be off, but I didn't know. Well, is there something else somebody else on the show wants? I don't remember what. Oh, Al was going to get to do advertisement for his bar, right?
That's what it was. JC was going to get intros, and Al was going to get advertisement. So maybe there is
Something between Kelly.
Okay, we're just going to table the discussion on punishment and reward for now, and let's just get to the celebrity part, And just know that there'll be something. It'll be lame,
some
but there'll be something.
Some consequence.
And I promise it'll be lame. Okay. All right. It will suck pond water through a bent straw, guaranteed. And you won't care about it one bit.
We're living in a mansion. There has to be something good we can come up with.
All right. So, celebrities. Everybody's going to go around and name the one celebrity that they want to do. And we vote and veto, at which point they have to go to their second celebrity.
Okay.
So, Jenna, we'll go left or right. We'll start with you. Jenna, please tell me the name of the celebrity that you would like to enter in the impression contest.
All right. It's more of a character.
Oh,
that I'm going to feature. And
character?
Who goes by the name of Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo from South Park.
Okay, hold on. All right.
I'm not familiar.
You're doing South Park characters?
We said yesterday, no characters. They have to be the actor, not the character.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas
Poo. We said it yesterday.
Brought in more viewers. That was one of the most watched television shows of the year when Mr. Hanky
All right, considering that clearly and blatantly violates the number one rule.
So she loses.
No name on the show for you.
Right. So she's out on I'm going to say out on the first one. You guys agree with that?
All right.
Yeah.
That.
And she knew it. She's just baiting us. She doesn't have any intention of doing that. Here's the one she really wants to do. Jenna, who is celebrity option number two?
I'm going to do, serious note, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
All right. Oh.
Love it. Great idea.
Wow.
And it's only because by accident, I had tried to do this after we had seen her in concert, and I kind of feel like I could, if I practice a little bit, I might be able to do it a little better.
I for some reason remember saying to you, "That's pretty good" when you did it. So that's a good. That's
but
a good
I need
option.
To. I haven't done it in a long time. I need to practice.
All right, JC.
Well,
celebrity one that we can veto.
My first choice was El Chavo del Ocho.
Who?
But right. Exactly. I knew you guys wouldn't freaking know who he is.
I thought he was going to say Tom Brady. No. I was
pues
be like,
querer queriendo. Right?
Oh, that's dead on. That's you nailed it.
But okay, no.
Oh, golly.
Pues querer queriendo.
So hey, does our Mexican cameraman even know who he's talking about?
Oh, you did. Yeah, you're dang right. Luis knows.
Jenna, how in the world did you know that's a Mexican camera?
Because it says Hecho en Mexico.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Okay. Okay, JC, what is it going to be? I'll save that for a minute.
So I figure I'm going to go with a celebrity who I've never attempted to do, but I think awesome. I could master.
Oh, and?
No. Matthew McConaughey. Oh.
Stolen from me in the hallway.
No.
No, he was already talking
I
about
was
him.
Trying to talk you out of it because I had chosen him before.
Yeah.
Well, you could ask everybody in that room.
He
who
had.
Said
he's
I
been
did
practicing.
Great
and
job.
You can't
right.
do Matthew McConaughey anyway because it had to be somebody you haven't attempted before, right?
Yeah.
Have I attempted Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever
no,
he talks about
you have
about
it backwards. You. Matthew McConaughey impersonated
no,
me.
No,
yeah, but
done
you do
that,
him all the time.
You've done
all right,
you,
all
do
right,
the
all
you
right.
do the Dazed and Confused line, right?
Yeah,
the college right, girls stay right, the same
all right,
age.
All right.
And you do
all
the
right,
beef.
Right.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. Hey, JC, why don't we go back
JC
and forth
got an easy
no.
one.
No, we're not doing it.
No, I'm not showcasing my talents.
I'd like to try it now.
Nope.
And just kind of get a feel for how you're doing.
I don't want to do it.
You got an easy one.
All right. All right, kid.
I hope JC dresses up as his Magic Mike character.
Next up is Mr. Kid Craddock.
All right.
The celebrity that you would like to impersonate is...
Al Pacino. Yes or no?
Hoorah!
You've already done him on the show.
That's why I'm giving you
us.
The option, yes or no.
No.
You're just going to scream at us.
Let's see if everybody says no.
I'd say veto on that one, personally.
I'll let you do it if you want.
You know what?
It has to be majority.
I'm actually fine with it, but I'm going to say no just because I want to hear the next option.
Oh, wow. So that's two no's.
That's three no's.
That's three,
that's three no's.
No's.
So I got to go to the second one.
I sent you to Hollywood.
You
got
to go to number two.
I really have to?
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Then I'm going to do Owen Wilson.
Yes. That's a good one.
All right.
All right.
Who I tried in the living room about 5 minutes ago, and not one person could guess who it was.
Oh, wow.
It's always good. Hey, we have a night to practice.
See, we had our intern, and I started doing my Matthew
McConaughey.
I had my Matthew McConaughey, and the intern was looking down, and she looked up and thought Matthew McConaughey was in the room.
So true we story. Should make don't you lie. Not do it already.
What?
Based on that, you're too good at it. You need to have something you have to work
no,
at.
No, yeah. I need to work on it more.
Did you hear it?
No,
no, I
didn't.
Well,
I heard it.
It's
all right.
I always said I'm good at
it,
stuff, and
it
then
fits.
I'm not really.
Yeah,
so,
it fits.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
All right,
oh,
Kelly
thanks,
Raspberry,
dude.
It's time for you, and, you know, you can't do Cher, and you can't do...
I'm not going to... Yeah.
Can't right. do Britney?
I've it's never Britney. Been able to do her. I didn't
she's,
think about trying to do her.
It's, and your first selection is?
Courtney Stodden.
Courtney Stodden.
Wow.
Ooh.
No, I'm... Come on.
Because nobody really knows what she sounds like unless they look it up, so I have a good shot.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, she's not famous enough.
Veto.
I veto
Kelly's
that
just
one.
Banging on the fact that she always wins based on Facebook fan votes.
Right, that's what's going to happen anyways. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who she does. It's going to be like, I didn't hear it, but Kelly, Kelly,
she's got
Kelly.
That Kelly mafia out there. They'll just vote for Kelly.
Kelly could
no
impersonate
what.
A mute person and would win.
Wait, right. does she sound like
I
the
try.
Girls, the... We're not.
Are you
porn
not?
Stars
all right, so we're not.
Anymore.
Veto.
Honestly, I haven't listened to her talk lately. I forgot how she sounded.
So we're
I
not.
That'd
so
be
that's vetoed. So
oh,
who
really?
Is it? So who do?
Oh. Well, my second choice would be, I think, a bit of a challenge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of regretting it, but now I'm on the spot
all
and
right.
I can't think of something else. Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh,
wow.
I think that's maybe, that's a true challenge.
That's really going to be tough.
I thought about Jodie Foster, and then because we have a deep voice too, I'm like, that's really
no,
hard.
I decided to really challenge myself on this one.
I was thinking
that
about
way. If I do win, you can't say it's because people just vote for me. I'm going to really try hard to sound like Ellen DeGeneres.
I know, but if you
we're
suck
pandering.
And still win,
yeah,
I
want to
vote for my talent, not just because of you. That
yeah, but
you
you'll
love
suck
me.
And they'll still vote for you,
we're
so it's okay.
No,
dude.
I want you to agree with the listeners when I win that I deserved it.
Why don't you tell them? Why don't you just tell your listeners? Don't vote for me unless you truly 100% think I'm the best.
They won't.
And well,
you won't say that, will you?
Sure.
No, you won't.
I'll say it.
Say it right now.
Is there a way to
say it right now?
What?
Don't vote for me.
What kid said?
You won't say it, will you?
You can't stop raspberries. You can only hope to contain them.
All right, so it's going to be Ellen DeGeneres for Kelly Raspberry.
I thought that was a real hard one. Am I wrong? Am I right?
No, I think that's you're right. It is
it'll be tough.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be difficult because not really an actress, but we'll have to find a way to work her into a movie scene.
She was an actress. Remember when she was a bride?
She had a TV show.
Yeah, she did.
She had a Ellen. TV show, and she was in a movie where she played Ellen, a straight woman, and she was
back when she was in the closet.
Gaga's the same. I mean, she is a performer and an actress, but she's not in movies.
All right, Big Al, it's time for your choices. We can veto the first one for the big Kid Craddock in the Morning Live from Hollywood Celebrity Challenge.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sounds a lot like your Homer Simpson.
All of my impressions sound exactly alike.
How's your wagering?
I don't know.
I think Sylvester sounds too much like Homer.
Let's discuss.
I think we need to go with option number two.
Well,
everyone's gone with option two.
Can we hear option two and then vote between the two?
No.
Your favorite number is number two anyway.
Once we veto, we have to accept the second one. Unless
then it can make something even easier.
Unless it's out of bounds.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Al?
Crap.
Your second choice is?
Adam Sandler?
All right. Oh, yeah. Now I'm excited.
All right. What are you doing?
I honestly think Al and I
for the win.
Have picked the two hardest ones.
For the win.
What are you doing?
The bet is now a win.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
That's so hard.
What's your collar size, Al?
Here's the thing.
I might not lose.
Here's the thing. I was thinking Chris Rock, but that would be
easy.
I mean, that would be kind of expected, you know? I was even thinking of Chris Tucker. Because, you know, I recited some of his lines.
And so
I was
trying to abandon your race.
I was trying to go out of the box a little bit and do something.
Give yourself a challenge.
That was, so I had four people on my list. I had Adam Sandler, Sylvester Stallone.
Please tell us.
Blake Shelton.
Oh, my God.
And Oprah Winfrey.
Wow.
Oh.
I was going to go off on my own a little bit too, Al. But I wanted to make sure you didn't. That's why I didn't make it second. Because I was going to try Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow. That would have been cool.
Oh, that's what you were doing before, and I thought it was the Denty More Beef Stew guy, which is apparently also Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Rehabilitated? No, wait, that's Matthew McConaughey. Sorry.
It's for dinner.
Well, now, let me see. That doesn't sound like
it. No, nothing.
You know, I don't have any idea. I had a good
slow, much slower.
It's slow, and I don't know if you can make your voice deeper.
Day and night. Politician's words, honey. Never mind, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
All right. I also thought about maybe trying Woody Allen. You know.
Yeah. I'd have to
one day, about a month ago, I was like trying to do a Woody Allen impression. And I went to a bar and they went at 4 o'clock and they actually had an unhappy hour. Woody Allen.
Yeah, I'd have to watch one of his movies right quick to remember what he sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean, I know that.
I don't think Al's familiar with
most people would have to go to a movie to know what Woody Allen sounds like.
I would have to at least watch a clip. I mean, I haven't seen anything with Woody Allen in years.
Yeah, especially, I mean, me growing up, I had to go back and watch some of those movies. Because
I guess
it'd
be like you doing a Tyler Perry impression.
He directs more now.
No, I hear Woody Allen's voice more by people impersonating them.
Yeah.
That's how I know what he sounds like, by listening to people
who impersonate him. Well, because he moved behind the
scenes, so. Well, he also made some of the greatest movies of all time.
Well, I don't watch Woody Allen movies, really.
Like Manhattan or Annie Hall.
I'm not really a Woody Allen.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
But that's,
I mean, never heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I say I'm not a Woody. His type
Annie
of movies
Hall
don't
was great.
Appeal to me.
So good.
Do you guys notice that we're about to be attacked by bees?
No, you're the only
JC,
one.
JC, why don't you not wear a tank top?
You already ruined Dish Nation today with your little bee phobia, so maybe you need to get over it for the radio show.
I can't. I'm allergic. I'll die.
You will not die.
My throat will close up.
Who says? Can I see some proof of that?
Ignore them. Why would they sting you if you're just standing there?
Because sometimes you get rogue bees.
You're just afraid. For no reason.
No, they sting you.
Yeah, they do, and it doesn't hurt that bad.
It does hurt bad.
Tell you what, put one on me and let it sting me.
I stepped on a bee once.
Just to show you.
Then I got
to
touch it.
Here, I'll roll my sleeve up,
no.
Put a bee on me, and let it sting me.
Yeah, but are these the little bees that they don't want to sting you and lose their stinger because they die?
Yeah, they know better.
Or that kamikaze.
Yeah. I got stung
by, it's like hooking up with Al, same theory.
A red hornet once, and that hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, so to recap our celebrity impression challenge.
I forgot who I was doing.
I am doing Lady Gaga. JC is doing Matthew McConaughey. Kid is going with, I already forgot who you're doing.
You really did?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Kelly is taking on Ellen DeGeneres.
Awesome choice.
Yeah, it'll be great if it goes well.
And Big Al's doing Adam Sandler. I love it.
This is going to be so
Big
bad.
Big Al doing Adam Sandler.
This is going to be so bad.
That's the best news of the year.
But
right
if the
there.
Neighbors hear, they're going to think something's going on with Adam Sandler and a guy.
It's going to be awesome.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So one of the reasons we're out here in the Hollywood Hills is so we can be closer to the celebs we talk about and maybe get some more insight into, for example, Charlie Sheen. We'll be talking about him in a second. Here in the Hollywood Hills, I mean, there's no gluten anywhere. Look out there. It's a completely gluten-free world. There's no wheat, but there's tons of weed. Amazing. So Charlie Sheen, you know, he just fired Selma Blair from his show, right? So now he's looking to cast somebody new, and they put out the casting call. They're looking for...
I am so going to audition for this.
Go. They're looking for a woman.
Okay. I'm a woman.
Perfect. Check.
Preferably Caucasian or Latina.
I am white.
Check.
So white.
Lily white.
In
power
her
white.
30s or 40s.
I'm in one of those.
Who will play a doctor doing a sex study, who then begrudgingly falls in love with Charlie Sheen. That's if you make it on the show. Like, so, in other words, the prize at the end is you get to make love to Charlie Sheen.
Oh, they better be paying a ton of money.
They should leave that part out.
Oh, I just saw something else on the list of what they're looking for.
What?
Uh-oh.
She has to be between 5 feet and 5 feet 6 inches tall because Charlie's a shorty. He's only 5'9".
Oh, you know what that
Jenna.
Means?
Jenna!
Wait, you know what that means, Kelly? Jenna?
I'm out, Jenna. I'm just too darn tall.
You're auditioning to be Charlie Sheen's new love interest.
I'm not in my 30s or 40s.
You look 30-ish.
I'm not.
Or 40-ish.
You're in a man tank, and you're insulting me.
It's tank top week.
You may not be 30, but you've got the front seat on the bullet train.
Wow.
Hey, bro, I'm sitting right next to her dog. That's not cool, man. Like, I'm in the line of fire.
Jenna, seriously, this could be serendipity that we're here this week in L.A. while they're auditioning for this part. Listen to what they say they're looking for. Now, I know you don't have a ton of acting experience.
Right.
But you may not even have to act. Tough, career-driven, neurotic, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Hello!
But, Jenna, this could be a huge win-win situation.
How so?
This would be great for your career, and I can finally get rid of you.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.